Restoring My Soul, Monday the 31st of August, Our Human Infirmity. The most basic implication of our human infirmity, inherited from the fall of mankind, is that we think that we understand our motivations. This is a presumptuous delusion. The prophet Jeremiah said, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" The reality is that the thoughts and intentions of our heart can only be known in the light of the Word, which is sharper than any two-edged sword and pierces to the division of soul and spirit. The focus of shepherds who are among the flock is to proclaim that the Son of God has come to give us an understanding, that we might know Him who is true and thereby know what is true. Presbyters should know what is true because they are established together in Christ by one Spirit. This capacity for oneness belongs to and is given by the Spirit of Truth. The Word of the Son, proclaimed by the Holy Spirit through the ministry of shepherd messengers, makes a breach upon our heart. It enables us to meet Christ eye to eye and heart to heart, which exposes the thoughts and intentions of our heart. Paul declared, "There is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account." As we maintain Christ's gaze in the light of the Word, we receive an understanding of our impact upon others, so that we can find repentance through confession. Through repentance and faith in response to this Word, we are being called to be reconciled to our name as a Son of God in the fellowship of Yahweh, and to be reconciled with those whom we have impacted through our self-centeredness. The references used in today's devotions are Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9, Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, 1 John chapter 5 verse 20, John chapter 15 verse 26, John chapter 16 verse 13, and Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13. For further study, Hebrews chapter 4.